Avery and his attorneys filed the lawsuit at federal court in Milwaukee. Avery says he's been waiting for the day.
I suffered long enough for 18 years, so.
The lawsuit alleges that Avery was arrested and locked away for so long because the then Manitowoc County Sheriff, Tom Kasurek, poorly handled identification lineups of suspects and unfairly focused on Avery instead of another man who was arrested last year for the assault after DNA tests freed Avery. The complaint also alleges former Manitowoc County DA Dennis Vogel also made errors. Legal analysts say state law gives law enforcement immunity for mistakes, and the challenge for this case will be to prove Manitowoc County deliberately violated Avery's constitutional rights. One of Avery's attorneys, Walt Kelly, says 150 people across the country have been exonerated by DNA tests. He says many cases have resulted in payouts to those wronged.
There have been about 30 cases in which there have been resolutions either by way of claims board compensation or by way of litigation settlement or judgment. And those cases have ranged in value anywhere from $800,000 on the low side to $15 million on the high side.
Kelly says Avery is looking for as much as $18 million in damages. Manitowoc County Executive Dan Fisher is waiting to review the lawsuit. He says he expects the county's former insurance companies to defend the case. Fisher says he has confidence in the performance of the current Manitowoc County Sheriff.
From everything I can tell and the kind of people I talk to in the community and that sort of thing, there don't seem to be a lot of people who feel that our law enforcement community is not doing an appropriate job.
Stephen Avery says he hopes his lawsuit prompts law enforcement to be more careful about whom they arrest. Avery's case will be routed to the federal court in Green Bay and may be there as long as 18 months. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.